Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
Yes, it is. And like we do every Saturday morning, we're inviting you into my house at Rosie on the House. We can talk about any project you're trying to tackle in, about, and around your house, home, castle, or cabin. You can reach us by dialing the toll-free number 1-888-767-4348. 1-888-767-4348. And we'll be able to find out where you are in Arizona, what it is you're trying to get done, and how it is our experience of building and remodeling in Arizona for the last 45 years might be of some help or assistance in that of which you are trying to get done. A lot of questions coming in through the week. I was actually out a big part of the week. I talked Sweet Jennifer into joining me, and we jumped in the Sanderson Ford Transit and headed down to Tucson to meet all of our Pima County Rosie on the House certified partners. Got to see them all. Got to participate in the Boomer Fair with KGVY down in Green Valley. And it was great being down there, seeing all the winners of the Readers' Choice Awards from a couple months ago. We're very proud to say Rosie on the House again has won in Pima County the number one favorite referral network resource in the state. So that makes it pretty well statewide. We're here locally in Arizona to do what we can to try and help you, the Arizona homeowner. Had a great trip through Tucson and Green Valley and a couple stops in Casa Grande. And I'd like to say we stopped with a couple of our contractors in Casa Grande. And let me tell you a little story. When we started the show in Phoenix, we would get lots of requests for work here locally. Then we expanded to Tucson, and we started getting requests for work in Tucson from the listeners. So then we had to go down there and kind of start screening some partners and making sure we knew who to refer and who to stay away from. And then everybody in Pinal County said, hey, you're missing us. Like, we're one of the fastest growing counties in Arizona. You can't just jump right over us. So then we spent some time in Casa Grande, and we researched some contractors there that we could refer. Brutnell Plumbing and Electric, as well as Desert Heating and Cooling. So it was great to see them. Those of you in Pinal County know this. A lot of our contractors in Maricopa County and Pima County won't make the 40 to 60 mile drive to get to you in Pinal County. So we're in an ongoing research to try and find other contractors in that gap, in that space in Pinal County that are worthy and capable of making it through the screening process. And I know some of you in Tucson and Phoenix, Marana and Maricopa, sometimes will call the Casa Grande contractors and want to know if they'll travel out of their area, and they don't. They don't generally. They're pretty well born and bred right there servicing their home community. They don't very often venture very far out. So we're trying to bridge that gap. We're trying to give Pinal County that list of referrals and trusted contractors, as we have done in Phoenix for 30 years, in Tucson for 20 years. And we're still continuing to grow. We've added a couple new contractors just in the last few months. We have the goal of remaining Arizona homeowners number one intelligent, smart place to start any home improvement. Don't you, and don't let your neighbor, start a home improvement without checking with Rosie on the House first. And if you've got someone moving in next door from out of state, make sure they too are aware of the program. We're here to protect you. We're here to inform you. We're here to entertain you, all as it relates to your house, home, castle, or cabin. And painting is our tip of the week. But before we go to that, Let's see if we can take a call. Donald from Phoenix has rung in. Let's see if we can welcome him to the conversation and help him out here a bit. Hello, Donald.
Well, hello, Rosie. I've got a question about a quartz countertop that we had put in our kitchen in March of 2021. My wife was cooking on a crock pot, and there was a seam in this countertop, and it actually bowed up from the heat.
Yeah.
And then when we removed the crock pot, it went back down, but it caused a crack. So how do I handle this with the contractor? Should they come and replace this whole thing, or what do you think?
Okay. The seams in quartz, as you found, are susceptible to heat. We discovered that when we installed quartz in our kitchen 15, 18 years ago. And now when Jennifer wants to do a crock pot, we actually set it on top of a good heavy butcher block cutting board. It was installed recently enough that you certainly should call the contractor that installed it after checking any care and maintenance instructions he may have left you with. Many times when those quartz tops are installed, homeowners are warned either in writing or in a verbal orientating session to avoid extreme heat in, about, and around those seams. The good news, whether they informed you of that, whether they gave you instructions of that, hopefully they'll be available to come back and assess it. And it is, it can be. What's the backsplash, Donald?
The backsplash is something different. It is AZT Paloma Cloud. That's all it says.
Yeah. And that's over the top of the granite countertop.
Countertop. A wall behind it.
Yeah, countertop went in first, and then that product came in and got mounted to the backsplash. That can add a small complicating factor to making the correction, but I think all you can do is call the contractor that installed it. Let's visit with him about what the circumstances are and see what he has to offer. If he gets stumped, we certainly have several quartz experts that we'd be willing to send over there and take a look at it. I think you'll be happy. Right. Generally speaking, in our remodeling business, quartz countertops constitutes about 90% of what we're putting in kitchens right now because they are so much lower maintenance and the patterns have become so huge in their choices. You can find just about anything you're looking for. So you made a good choice. Let's get a good wood butcher block to set that crock pot on in the future and see if we can't get this little situation taken care of.
All righty, Rosie. Thank you so much for the information. Appreciate it.
Okay, man. Appreciate the call. Good luck.
Sorry to hear about that. What a bummer.
We do not put very much natural stone in any price home, hardly anymore. Marble and natural granite were so popular for so long, the quartz has come so far in selection availability and color and veining and character. And there's so much less maintenance that it's hard to argue against them.
The polymers that they put in there too.
Yeah, they're bulletproof.
You know, make it non-absorbent, which is what happens with your natural stones and granites. I mean, they're cut out of the earth, and they're porous and expensive to replace.
And you find that out after you cook your second BLT. or spill your second glass of red wine on it. Yeah. That's when you just go, oh, these are porous. Yes, they are. Mercy, mercy. Well, painting is our tip of the week. And I know a lot of you consider painting the entry-level DIY project. Anybody can paint, and they can. That's true. With a good pair of eyes and a disciplined attack, anyone can do a good paint job. But there are tips and tricks to make your paint job step up to the next level and not look like you did it yourself, but really give you the crispness at the corners, the crispness at where the wall meets the casing and the baseboard, the crispness when you come up to dissimilar colors, the perfection of the surface and any repairs and prep you made, and the depth of the paint. Paint done right over a good primer, put in with a couple good heavy coats of good quality paint, is the difference of walking up to an old sunburned car with the paint sunburned off the top of the engine hood and the top of the car, and walking up to a brand new automobile paint job. It can be that different. So we're going to be bringing a few of our trade secrets to you in this next segment, talking about painting. And as Romy even alluded to in the last hour, much of what we're going to talk about will be the prep. A good paint job is only as good as the prep. Now, before we go to break, we're asked 15 to 20 times a week, should I paint my house with elastomeric type products? Rosie's opinion is that elastomeric is not the product I would put on my house. You are putting a waterproof raincoat over your house on the stucco, even where it adjoins the dissimilar material, like the barge rafters, the window frames, the door frames. And there's going to be, in time, a crack developed there that's going to make conditions conducive for moisture penetration. Once moisture, any moisture, gets behind that layer, your goose is cooked. The moisture only has one place to go. Sit saturated inside the wall surface, the insulation, and the framing members. I'm a much bigger believer at this point in my life that for painting the exterior of your home, you should rely on 100% acrylic paint installed every 7 to 10 years. That lets your house exhale moisture that could possibly be building up inside your walls. We get that question 15 or 20 times a week. I just wanted to address it. When we get back, let's talk about that hypothetical middle bedroom that's being converted to an office and how we're going to prep it for paint when we get back, as well as take your call at 1-888-767-4348.